Shaq played well in preseason, showed us he could play. We put him in, and that's why we gave him some snaps during the season to let him play, see if he could carry that over. He did, and we're glad we have him now that if Mark said play him.
You know, it's not a shock to him. You know, Shaq's going to start the game, but they're all going to play. But, you know, you can just watch them in practice. It's not too big for them. Not like they've been standing around playing kickoff and kickoff return, and now they got to be a starter. They've been playing a lot of football. So a great opportunity for them to go in and run our defense and do some good things.
That feels pretty good. I'm still preparing the same way I've been preparing. We're always working hard, the ones, twos. We always got there prepared the same way. Every play we take it 100%, so we never know if we ever going to get the nod. But if we do, we want to be prepared. D-Wag can't go out. Probably will be out there, but I haven't like thought about a different mindset of like trying to set people up. We practice that all the time, just working games out there. So when the opportunity presents itself, we run a couple games out there.
He's a great example of if you do it, you don't come out type of deal. You know? So I mean, he had a good off season, good training camp, and all of a sudden when it came game time, he just kept making plays. So you know, he's earned the right to be out there and play more and contribute. And not only that way, he contributed on special teams, too. I think he was our captain last week on special teams in the game. But just continues to take advantage of every opportunity he's got.
Denver with the five-man pressure. And he's going to be hit and sacked back at the 35. Shaq Barrett was there.